The time in the Southern Illinois News Center is 3 minutes past the hour.
Up-to-the-minute local information when you need it. This is a Southern Illinois News Center update.
Southern Illinois Healthcare is instituting temporary visitor restrictions at its hospital facilities effective immediately, citing a sharp increase in influenza A cases throughout the region. The healthcare provider announced the new protocols to protect patients, families, and staff from the spreading virus. Under the temporary guidelines, visitation is strictly limited to individuals age 18 or older. Additionally, each patient is permitted no more than 2 visitors at a time. Hospital officials with Deaconess Illinois say temporary visitor restrictions for all its hospitals will start Friday, including Deaconess Illinois Union County and Redbud Regional Medical Center. Darren Bailey is laying out his blueprint for Illinois. The Republican candidate for governor believes a DOGE-like system that was used by President Trump early in his second term can achieve savings and efficiencies in Illinois' budget.
It needs to be broke down. It needs to be audited. It needs to be opened up so that people know where their money's coming from. I am very confident there are going to be a lot of waste discovered in that.
The former Illinois House member says his campaign will focus on affordability, cutting government waste, and slashing utility bills. Bailey is running against several other candidates in the March primary. Illinois is taking action to lower monthly utility bills for working families while securing Illinois' long-term energy future. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the Clean and Reliable Grid Affordability Act.
It's a historic step forward to our clean energy vision. Once again, Illinois is stepping up.
The measure aims to prevent rising electricity costs driven by private grid operators, expands cost-saving energy resources, and continues to grow Illinois' clean energy economy across the state. Officials say the CRGA comes at a time when private grid operators are hiking rates and the Trump administration rejected low-cost renewable energy options.